AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. European nations are standing up to try to stop President Trump's intentions for Greenland. The AP's Julie Walker has the story.
At the World Economic Forum in Davos, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen adding her name to those criticizing President Trump over his plans for new 10% tariffs on eight countries that don't support his Greenland takeover bid.
Proposed additional tariffs are a mistake, especially between long-standing allies.
And questions Trump's trustworthiness.
The European Union and the United States have agreed to a trade deal last July. And in politics, as in business, a deal is a deal.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent urging America's trading partners to sit back, take a deep breath, let things play out.
The worst the countries can do is escalate against the United States.
Trump will address world leaders at Davos Wednesday. I'm Julie Walker.
Mike Johnson delivered a historic speech to the British Parliament. He's the first House Speaker to address the body.
I spoke to President Trump at length yesterday, and I told him that I really felt that my mission here, even though we planned this back in the fall, we didn't know how the events would develop over the last few days. But I told the president that I felt that my mission here today was to encourage our friends and help to calm the waters, so to speak, and I hope to do so.
Johnson spoke after the president overnight wrote on social media, "The United Kingdom is acting with great stupidity in national security." Prosecutors finished their portion of the trial of a former police officer charged with failing to stop the gunman in the first minutes of the deadly 2022 attack on Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas. New York Mayor Zohran Mamdani and Senator Bernie Sanders are rallying with nurses in Manhattan during the ninth day of their strike. This is AP News. Spain has started 3 days of mourning for the victims of a deadly train accident.
The official death toll of Sunday's accident has risen to 41 after searchers found another body trapped under a damaged carriage that emergency crews lifted with a crane. Interior Minister Fernando Grande Marlaska tells reporters searchers believe there could be three more bodies still trapped in the wreckage. Gran Marlaska also announces, from the inspections on the ground and several meetings with the companies related to the accident, Spain's Commission of Investigation of Rail Accidents has determined it will be necessary to analyse in a lab the rails from the point where the derailment happened, as well as to inspect in detail the roller bearings of the Eyo train. The crash took place Sunday evening when the tail end of a passenger train on the route from Malaga to the capital Madrid went off the rails.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.